With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump toured the devastation left by flash flooding in central Texas on Friday. His visit came a week after heavy rainfall caused the Guadalupe River in Kerr County to rise 26 feet in less than an hour, killing at least 121 people. Tayshia Stevens reports millions of dollars have already been raised to help support Texas residents who were impacted.
According to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country, $30 million has been raised by donors within and outside of Texas. The foundation said the first $5 million in emergency grants are already being distributed to vetted nonprofits across the Hill Country. It comes after flash flooding hit central Texas over the 4th of July weekend, killing over 120 people and leaving more than 160 missing.
That is Tayshia Stevens. The Treasury is reporting a budget surplus in June, helped along by the president's new tariff income. Economist Steve Moore says people are still worried about the tariffs.
But here's my prediction. I think Trump will get trade deals with Korea. I think he will get better trade deals with Japan and some of these other Asian countries.
A plea deal, meanwhile, for the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks is now off the table, according to correspondent Keith Peters.
A divided federal appeals court has thrown out an agreement that would have allowed accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to plead guilty in a deal sparing him the death penalty for al-Qaeda's 2001 attacks. Friday's decision suggests no quick end to the long struggle by the U.S. military and successive administrations to bring to justice the man charged with planning one of the deadliest attacks on the United States. Mohammed is accused of developing the plot to crash hijacked airliners into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. One hijacked plane crashed in Pennsylvania. Thousands died in the attacks. Keith Peters, Washington.
And this is SRN News. What has traditionally been called the religious gender gap is now shrinking. SRN's Michael Harrington takes a closer look at that study.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, women in this country are still more religious than men, but not as much as in the past. Sadly, Pew concludes the reason the gap is shrinking is because women are giving up on religion at a faster rate than our men. Men are not becoming more religious. In fact, Americans are gradually turning away from faith in this country, a trend that has been unchanged for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian relief agencies are rushing aid to Texas, where deadly floods have killed scores of people and destroyed a lot of property as well. Samaritan's Purse is leading the charge, and CEO Franklin Graham is urging all Americans to intervene spiritually, saying, quote, "We need to continue to surround these devastated families and communities in prayer." Also, he says, pray for the hundreds involved in the search and rescue efforts. This is SRN News. The United Nations agency that fights HIV/AIDS fears the impact of U.S. funding cuts upon international prevention and treatment. Here's Karen Chambers.
Years of American-led investment into AIDS programs has reduced the number of people killed by the disease to the lowest levels in more than three decades. USAID has also bought life-saving medicines for some of the world's most vulnerable people and rolled out testing and prevention services across Africa. The UNAIDS report, released Thursday, says if U.S. funding is not replaced, it could lead to more than 4 million AIDS-related deaths and 6 million more HIV infections by 2029. I'm Karen Chemas.
The U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR, was launched back in 2003 by U.S. President George W. Bush. It's the biggest ever commitment by any country focused on a single disease. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.